We are continuing Meretz Hashem. Actually, today Meretz Hashem, and this year we will complete the third parak. So remember again, the Mechaber was talking about the idea about people putting in their hishtadlus when it comes to parnasa, right? And that there are different forms of hishtadlus. So there's hishtadlus that is physically taxing, and hishtadlus that is not as physically taxing. See, right? So if you're a mishu b'mnei adam chazak begufa v'chalash b'akaraso, so you might have a person who is physically strong, but intellectually a little bit weaker. See, he should take one of those forms of parnosa that requires much more, you know, focus is much more on physical strength. But of course, he only should engage in that to the point that it doesn't totally deplete him. But someone, let's say again, who's a little bit physically weaker, but his strength is really in his intellect, he should focus on something that perhaps is a little bit less physically demanding and something that perhaps allows him to use his intellect a little bit more. So this is incredible. Essentially what the Mechaber is saying is like this. When trying to figure out what level of ishtadlus, you have to figure out what works for you. In other words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu programmed each of us differently. So because of that, the ishtadlus I put in is supposed to mirror my innate strengths. This is incredible. He says, in truth, every person has more of a desire for one type of work than others. And this comes from the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is ingrained this in my very nature. So this is really an incredible insight that essentially my hishtadlus that I'm supposed to put in to a certain degree is like programmed inside of me. There's a specific type of hishtadlus that really matches my qualities, my abilities, my strengths. And he writes over here, you see this incredibly manifest in the animal kingdom. For example, right, a cat, the nature of a cat is to go ahead and catch mice. The nature of a hawk is to go ahead and prey on other birds. Apparently, again, the nature of the deer is to go ahead and eat snakes. There are certain birds that live off fish. This is incredible. He writes over here that if you look in the animal kingdom, animals each subsist, they have a specific diet. And the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu built them physically was that their physical abilities allow them to catch the prey they need in order to survive. He gives, for example, Kepet Aruch Vashoka Aruch Lo'uf Shu'ut Sades Hadogim. He's describing over here like a seagull, right? The idea of the long mouth and long legs of a bird which eat fish. Ukeshen Atzipor Achazak La'ari, or for example, the sharp teeth and nails of a lion. Vakranam Lashar La'ayol, the horns of a bull and a ram. Vasher Tuchan Muzonam Inatzemach Lo Nasan Lo Kli Atzai Batarif. So for example, he says, carnivorous animals will have certain physical qualities to allow them to hunt their prey. So herbivores, right, will not have those same type of physical qualities. The point that he's trying to make over here is just in the same way that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the animals the physical qualities that they need for their particular hishtadlus, so to speak, Hashem has given man his particular innate qualities, whether it's physical strength, intellectual strength, both, sometimes even neither, in order to go ahead and pursue his particular type of hishtadlus. So, you know, the challenge with hishtadlus is kind of trying to figure out which type of hishtadlus is best for me. So see the same thing in people, right? People's minds and people's bodies are really set up and really designated for certain types of tasks. So therefore, again, he says, life is about figuring out what type of task am I suited for, right? So again, intellectually, physically, and here's what's amazing is if you get to know yourself, you'll figure out what it is you're really capable of doing. And here's the incredible part. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants me to do. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given me the physical abilities, whether it's the physical strength or physical stamina, intellectual strength or intellectual stamina, for that particular task. The Yisbol must go Miri Rusa once you find your particular type of ishtablos. So you have to be willing to tolerate, you know, the good parts of it, the not so good parts of it. Va'al Yakutz kishemane menu atera piktasa itin. Ach yiftach belokim shiaspik lo tarfo kol yimei chayiv. So he says something very interesting here. He says, once you find your particular type of ishtablos for which you were created, he says, go with it. Go with it. And recognize sometimes it may not be easy. Sometimes there may be a struggle. Sometimes it may be hard. And sometimes you may not even make the full amount of money you need from the particular hishtadlus you have. But just rest assured, that's what you've been created to do. Because again, and this, I'm not sure, it's hard to kind of wrap your head around this only because it sounds so beautiful, you know, in the abstract, that look at your physical and emotional qualities and figure out a form of ishtadlos that matches up with that. Well, first of all, there could be multiple forms of ishtadlos that match up with a person's physical and intellectual qualities. And then, of course, there's also the concept of finding meaning in what it is that you're doing as well. But at least as a starting point, what the Mechaber is highlighting over here is just as animals are structured, physically structured for their particular type of ishtadlos, so too we are physically, emotionally, and intellectually structured for the type of ishtadlos we're supposed to put in. Get to know yourself, know your strengths, know your weaknesses, and you'll know the type of ishtadlos you have to put in. V'chavim b'tirdas libo v'gufo b'sibam minasibos. Then ultimately, again, a person when he is pursuing his ishtadlos, and now again, now let's this is like a progression. So now I'm at the point where I've discovered what level of ishtadlos I have to put in. Now my goal is to recognize that at the end of the day, when I do this ishtadlos, I'm doing it to fulfill the will of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's why I'm doing it, because the Ribono Shel Olam has commanded me to put in hishtadlos. Where did HaKadosh Baruch Hu command me to put in hishtadlos? Kimo shekasav, vayikach Hashem Elokim es ha'adam, vayinecheu began Eden la'avda u'lishamra. So amazingly enough, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Adam, says Hashem took Adam, he put him in Gan Eden, why? To work it and to guard it. In other words, hishtadlus is part of the fabric of the human condition from the beginning of time. So when a person, you see, here's what's interesting. Sometimes a person puts in hishtadlus, and I feel like hishtadlus is like bittul Torah, right? Hishtadlus is taking away from my ruchnius. It's not true. Hishtadlus, putting in effort to obtain parnasa, is another form of ruchnius. Because just as HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded me to learn Torah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded me to daven, HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded me to do tzedakah, to give tzedakah, to do chesed, he also commanded me to put in ishtadlus. So when I am putting in my ishtadlus in life, I have to have in mind that that ishtadlus is also a form of service of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. U'lishtamish b'shar ba'li chayim b'to'alasim mazonosim min'inyan b'dinos ha'acharnas ha'mazonos. And again, I have to go ahead and figure out how to use the other aspects of this world, like other creatures, for my own benefit, for food, and ultimately to aid me in my ishtadlus. V'en niskar al kavanosa bohem le'lukim b'libo matzpuno, bein shigamer lo chavtso, bein shaloi gamer lo chavtso, kimo shakasov, yigia kapecha kitochal ashrecha v'tov loch. So this is really an incredibly profound and nuanced idea, which is that when putting in ishtadlus, a person should absolutely have in mind that he's doing his lishtadlus l'shem shamayim. My ishtadlus is for the sake of Hashem. My ishtadlus is in and of itself a form of service of the Ribono Shel Olam. And a person has to have this kavano when he's putting in his ishtadlus. And ultimately, again, when my intention is for the sake of Hashem, and I understand that even in my ishtadlus, I have complete reliance on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then ultimately, again, my ishtadlus in no way will harm or detract from my bitachon, right? Because remember, again, the danger of ishtadlus is when a person begins to think that he is the one who is accomplishing all of this. So therefore, if when I'm putting in my ishtadlus, I keep in mind that ishtadlus in and of itself is a form of service of Hashem, then my ishtadlus, God forbid, will not erode my bitachon. Va'al yachshov ki tarfel ma'amad asiba yedua, v'shem timna asiba himimena lo yavo b'siba acheres. Furthermore, again, as much as a person is supposed to put in ishtadlus, and as much as a person is supposed to figure out kind of the type of ishtadlus Hashem wants him to put in, a person should never think that his parnasa is dependent on only one type of ishtadlus. Meaning sometimes I put in ishtadlus, and ultimately, again, it doesn't work out. Well, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has many avenues through which to provide me with the brachos in life. Aval yiftach alal kim b'tarfo, but rather a person should believe that ultimately HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the great sustainer. The yedo ki asibos kulon etz labore shavos, yachifei b'mash yirtze mehenu b'ish yirtze me'eze me'eze inyan sheyirtze. A person should realize that at the end of the day, right, remember, all of these forms of ishtadlus only work because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wills them to work. So again, I have to find my type of ishtadlus. I have to recognize that my ishtadlus is a form of service of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but to still recognize that even with all of that, it all comes from Hashem. And if something doesn't work out, don't despair, don't become despondent, because the Kadosh Baruch Hu has many different ways to provide for me. As the Pasuk says, Hashem has no limitations, right? No limitations. There are many avenues open to our Kadosh Baruch Hu, many or a few. In other words, unlimited. And it says, quotes over Pasuk in Dvarim, Amar ki hu anosim l'cha koach la'asos chayo. Ultimately, again, Hashem gives you strength to accomplish great things. Va'omar, v'lo b'chayo, v'lo b'koach, kim beruchi Hashem, asher amar Hashem tzivakos. Furthermore, again, his pasuk in Zechariah, not by force, right, the military force, or not by physical strength, but by my spirit, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So really, an incredible rounding out, that again, we're supposed to have bitachon, but even with bitachon, a person has to have ishtadlus. Again, we spoke about why sometimes the righteous suffer and the wicked prosper. Multiple reasons for both of those things. Then back to ishtadlus, a person has to recognize, a person has to look into themselves, identify their strength, figure out what type of ishtadlus I'm supposed to engage in. Just as the animal is structured in a certain way for a certain type of ishtadlus, I too am structured in a certain way for a certain type of ishtadlus. When you put in that ishtadlus is not detracting from your service of Hashem, but rather it is part of the very fabric of your service of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But there are some times in life where my ishtadlus doesn't work out the way that I wanted. Don't despair, because even with ishtadlus, everything still comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So if something doesn't come through one avenue, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will make it come through a different avenue. Because whatever HaKadosh Baruch Hu ultimately wants to occur for me will occur. If I put in the right ishtadlus, don't put in the right ishtadlus, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will cause it to occur. And therefore, so it's this incredible kind of like dialectic that we're going back and forth over here in, which is, on one hand, you have to have bitachon. On the other hand, you have to have ishtadlus. But even with ishtadlus, don't let ishtadlus erode your bitachon, because recognize that even the best placed ishtadlus doesn't always yield the desired results. But don't despair, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is always there, so to speak, to pick up the slack. In other words, the Ribbono Shel Olam is always there to ensure that which is supposed to occur actually comes to fruition. Okay, mazel tov everyone on finishing Perek Gimel. And Yeretz Hashem, tomorrow we begin Perek Dalid. Shkoyach.